Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now keep reading. What else? This is the confidence that we have in Him. We ask anything according to His will. We know that He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, what else do we know? Whatever we ask, then we know. Man, I like that, don't you? Know. Then we know. Not think so. Not hope so. We know. You see, some people take issue with people like me because I speak like that. Confidently. They think, well, who does he think he is? And a lot of times people will try to correct you and go, well, now, brother, you just never know. That's not what I'm reading. Where's that scripture at? You just never know. Where's that at? Well, now, brother, you don't want to get on your high horse. Because you just never know. How many understand? Have you ever heard it? Christians quote that like it's a primary Bible verse, brother. I mean, like Jesus said it 20 times or something. Do you ever remember reading where Jesus said, you just never know? No. You ever read in the book of Acts where Peter or John or any of those guys said, and you remember, thou just never knowest. Now, it is humorous, but I'm not just trying to be funny. You do understand millions of Christians base their life on that. Yes. Well, y'all pray and, you know, but when it's all said and done, what? But you just never know. What does that mean? Sometimes it might work and sometimes it might not, and sometimes it's His will and sometimes it's not His will, and we just never know what His will is. Well, there's a problem with that if you read the Bible, because He told us in Ephesians 5, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Why do you think He gave us this book? Why did He give us the Holy Ghost? Why did He give us ministry gifts? For us to find out. And to know something about the will of God, so that we could come confidently and boldly before the throne of grace and not pray haphazardly, but know that it's His will for us to answer what we're asking Him and ask in faith. And then if we know we ask according to His will, we know. Amen. No, not just never know, we know. Yes. Am I reading Bible or not? Yes. We what? Yes. We know that He hears us. Man, that ought to make you confident. That ought to do something inside you. Well, we hope the Lord heard us. Well, no, you're not in faith. Quit that. Read the Bible. If you're not sure it's His will, don't be asking for it. Get in the book and see if it's His will. But then when you find out it is His will, then step right up. Amen. Ask in faith, because you know He wants you to have it. Yeah. Amen? Amen. And then what? Be confident and know. Yeah. Know that He heard you. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. I know you think I'm being repetitive, but there's a reason in it. It's not what you know in your head, it's what you get in your spirit. And when it's in your spirit strong, you get excited about it. If you sit there and go, yeah, I know all them verses, Brother Keith. No, you ain't got it yet. No, when you get it inside you, it's real, you get excited. You go, yeah. Yeah, He heard me. He heard me. I know He heard me. Well, if you know He heard you, you won't ask again 1,000 times. You know He already heard you, right? You know He heard you. And here's the wonderful thing. If you know He heard you, keep reading. If you know He heard you, what do you know? Ooh, you know you have. You what? Come on, let's back up though. You know. I think I'm about to get happy here. And if we know, we know that He hears us whatever we ask. So we had to ask. Then we know that we have in the process of getting.
No.
Might get it. No. We know. Oh, glory to God. We know. Everybody say we know.
We know.
Say it again.
We know.
What do we know?
We have it.
According to these verses, what first do we know? We know He heard us.
Yes.
We asked according to His will. We asked,
yes.
And we asked according to His will, His word. Then we know what? We know He heard us. Didn't have to have a hot flash, cold flash, feeling, goosebump. Didn't have to have anything. We know He heard us. Is that good news?
Yes.
Man, that's excellent news. Because if we know that He heard us, what do we know? We know that we have it. We have the petition, the thing that we desired of Him. We know we have it. If we know we have it, what do we do now? We know He heard us. We know He granted us our request. We know we have it. Now what do we do?
Praise Him.
We go, oh, thank You, Lord. I got it. We've got it. That's before you see any change, before you feel any difference, before you get any reports. You know you have it. I said, you know you have it. You know you have it. Oh, friends, I'm reminded of some people who stood up a few months ago and held up those things written on the list. And we asked, I led you into prayer. I was here. I had my own list, right? I led you. We asked the Lord, didn't we? Didn't we? We asked Him, didn't we? To bring the money into our hands to give to a certain level. Didn't we ask Him for it? We asked Him for more than enough money to pay off every debt that we had written down on those things. Every bill, every payment, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
And we asked Him for everything that we desired to do. We asked Him, did He hear us?
Yes.
Don't you remember we shouted?
Yes.
Don't you remember God was here?
Yes.
He heard us. Then what do we know? We know we have every item on that paper. We have it. Not trying to get it. Not trying to talk Him into it. We have 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 it. Every debt paid off. We have it. Oh, hallelujah. What remains for us but praise? Glory, 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 glory. We know. We know. Hallelujah. I like just saying that. So many times people are looking for something new and missing it. They're trying to find something else they hadn't heard before. Trying to find somebody can pray a special prayer. Somebody else to lay hands on them. At some point, if you're going to receive, you got to quit looking and believe you got it.
Amen.
Right? You got to quit hollering and asking and requesting, and you got to believe He heard me.
Amen.
He heard me. And if I know He heard me, I know. I know. I know. Everybody say, I know.
I know.
I know.
I know.
He heard me.
He heard me.
I know.
I know.
I have it.
I have it.
Let's say it again. Say it together. I know He heard me, and I know I have it. Say it again. I know He heard me, and I know I have it. One more time. I know He heard me, and I know I have it. Whoa. Glory. 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 Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Glory. Glory. My, my, my. I only got to point one. But that's a good point. Ask, right? Ask. Ask. Now, before we get through with this, I want you to just read one more verse past this, where we are. Because this goes with this, and I think it's often ignored. Verse 14, let's read it again. This is the confidence, could also be translated boldness, that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know it. If we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, then we also know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Now keep reading, this all goes together. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall what? He shall ask, and he, God, shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. So he's talking about praying still. And he's talking about asking. Now this is such a wonderful, wonderful thing that I think is rarely acted upon. And yet we see Jesus do it. We see Stephen doing it. How many remember Jesus at the cross when they crucified Him? What did He say concerning the people that crucified Him? Huh? Father, forgive them. Were those people asking for forgiveness? No, they were not. But Jesus asked for them. Asked the Father to forgive them. He said, they're doing this ignorantly. They don't know what they're doing. And I'm asking you, Father, to forgive them. How would that equate with asking for life? Simple. The wages of sin is death. So He's asking that they not be judged and they not have the sentence of death for this, but that they be forgiven and have life. What do you believe the Father did in response to that request? He did just that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now that's, you know, people are trying to talk about who's to blame, for Jesus being crucified. Well, those are the folk that drove the spikes. But it's not led to their charge.
Amen.
Why? Because Jesus asked for life for them. Remember Stephen, when he was stoned, the people are hurling these rocks and hitting him in the head and killing him. What did he say? Lord, don't lay this sin to their charge. Do you believe the Lord heard that prayer?
Yes.
Now, friend, you can do this. Somebody sins against you. Or even if they didn't sin against you, you just saw them sin. And it comes up in your heart. What a gracious God we serve. What a merciful God we serve. You can say, Lord, have mercy on them. Forgive them of that. I ask you for life for that. And what did the Bible say? He hears and He answers.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.